Good morning. I hope you all had a wonderful solstice and midsummer. Today we have an important announcement. This episode is brought to you with a special offering from one of the leading minds in the field of esoteric studies, Dr. Sasha Chaito. If you've ever wished for a clear, academic, yet accessible roadmap through the tangled threads of Western esotericism, from ancient Hermeticism and Neoplatonism to Renaissance alchemy and modern occulture, well, this is for you. It's time to level up. This course is now in its 15th year. Introduction to the Academic Study of Western Esotericism is the only extramural academic program of its kind. And this year, Sasha is generously making the full course freely available through the Arcane Research Society to all who subscribe and register to EnochiaCon 2025. That's over 45 hours of lectures, carefully designed for both seasoned practitioners and curious newcomers. Whether you're a spiritual seeker, a researcher, or simply wondering how Kabbalah, Gnosticism, and occult science shaped the world we live in, you will find something of lasting value here. Sasha Chaito, PhD, is not only a respected scholar with roots in the pioneering Exeter program under Nicholas Goodrich Clark, but also a published author, practicing artist, and renowned educator. Her teaching blends academic rigor with personal insight in a way that's rare and truly needed. So, if you're ready to go beyond surface-level history and discover how esotericism shaped and was shaped by science, politics, and art, visit EnochiaCon.com, our website, and enroll in the course. Unlock the hidden currents of thought that helped shape Western culture and perhaps your own practice. I'll now play you a couple minutes of Sasha describing this course herself and how you can access it after EnochiaCon if you do not wish to register for our conference this July, and you can still take the course then, which begins in November. Her course begins in November. And after this little ad she's designed very graciously for us, I'll do some Q&A and answer some common popular questions that people have asked about this whole situation and how it came to be, and some more details on it that might help you decide whether it's for you. But this is the chance to really step up in your knowledge and understanding of the Western mysteries in a way that's still not available at universities and won't be probably for any time in the future. So without further ado, here's Dr. Chaito's own words on her course.
The Arcane Research Society proudly presents Dr. Sasha Chaito's Introduction to Western Esotericism, a fully online course with over 45 hours of recorded lectures. Study at your own pace with a course guide, reading lists, and immersive activity packs. Designed for practitioners and for scholars, it's engaging yet challenging, with expert support from Dr. Chaito. Watch 2,000 years of esoteric history unfold, from the mystic currents of Hermeticism, Neoplatonism, and Gnosticism, to the alchemical fires of the Renaissance and the evolving traditions of modern occulture. Uncover hidden truths, debunk myths, and trace esoteric thought through time. With over 20 years in education, a champion of scholar-practitioner dialogue, Dr. Chaito has taught this course since 2010 to hundreds of satisfied students. Get this course free with a ticket to EnochiaCon 2025. After that, it's $1,500 Canadian for Arcane Research Society members or $2,000 Canadian for non-members with lifetime access.
I hope you enjoyed that little outro there of Irish Low Whistle and Bouzouki I recorded especially for Sasha's ad. Now let's answer some popular common questions and some strange questions about this opportunity. Question 1. Will this course teach me how to summon spirits or cast spells? Well, not exactly. This course reveals where those practices come from, who created them, why they created them, It's about deep context and inner architecture, not spell books, but more soul maps, you could say. Question two, I already practice magic. Why study it academically? That is a great question. Now, because knowing where your tools come from gives them, that's the answer. Knowing where your tools come from gives you them more power, many would say. This course gives you historical depth, philosophical context, and language to describe what you're doing, not just do it, if that makes sense. Okay, question three. Will this clash with my current path or tradition? Quite the opposite, for sure. Quite the opposite. It'll enrich your path, help you recognize its historical threads, and maybe even show you the forgotten hands that helped weave it throughout time. Question four. Is Sasha one of us? I'm not sure I know what that means, but Sasha is an independent scholar, an amazing artist, and a seeker like all of us who has spent decades walking the, you know, liminal space between academia and esotericism. I think that's fair to say. She doesn't preach so much. She invites. Question five. What if I don't know my hermeticism from my hermeneutics? I think this is a joke for me, but anyway, that's perfect. So that's why this course starts at the roots. You'll learn the meanings of the terms, where these terms come from, and how to use them like a scholar and a mage. There you go. Question six. Some of these I might skip because they're too wild. Question six, is this just dry history? And I've deduced some of these from longer questions and rambles that I've received, so I've synopsized them for brevity because we all have many things to do on these sunny summer days. So no, it's not just dry history, it's living history. It's living ritual, symbol, initiation, ecstatic philosophy, myth as memory, and magic as human meaning that connects us with the divine. Think of it as a guided tour through the hidden corridors of the Western esoteric mind. Question seven. Is there homework, exams, grades? No tests, no grades, no professors looking over your shoulder, just you, your curiosity, and, well, almost 50 hours of expertly crafted teachings to explore at your own pace, not to mention group sessions that will be live, and I'll be there, and every other attendee of EnochiaCon will probably be at many of them. We can all get to know each other and network and find community and have a good time, you know, enjoy our lives, enjoy the mysteries. Question eight. What if I only want the mystical bits and not the academic ones? Well, I guess this course is still perfect. It doesn't, she doesn't strip out the soul from her study. She more braids them. You'll get hermeticism and its history, gnosis and context and religious texts behind it. So as above, so below, as you know. Question nine, what will I gain by the end? Well, easy, a solid foundation in Western esotericism, history, and a clearer view of your own magical background and ancestry, and a vocabulary, mainly a language that bridges intuition and intellect, plus probably a much heavier reading list than you're normally going to find on social media of recommended texts. Question 10, is this really free? Well, yes, it is free to all Arcane Research Society members and who pay their dues, which includes EnochiaCon 2025. This whole course normally is a private academic training and is being offered here freely to the public who become members in our society to support all our events, not just EnochiaCon, but our autumn workshop. You get free access to our winter workshop, and there's a lot of other things. You can go check them all out on the site, and we're always trying to add more, right? The more people who join, the more we can do. That's the goal. So I hope that, yeah, I could go on answer that question for a long time, but I think I've talked about it extensively on many podcasts. Go check out my podcasts, and my interview with Dr. Angela Puka is coming out, and or it might be out by the time I release this, on her Angela Symposium. go drop a comment and a like, and check that out. That is, I'm very excited for that. Question 11. Can I do this with my coven, my lodge, or study group? Absolutely. It's a great resource for groups. Watch together, study together, argue over Neoplatonism together. Just, you know, don't cast any fireballs in the house. How do I sign up again? Well, head to enokiacon.com or arcaneresearchsociety.com. Follow the link, and the course will be beginning. The course will be beginning in November, so I'll see you there. And yes, you do have permanent access to it on the site, and that is a wonderful thing. It's going to be great to have more professors' courses on the site, more people's courses designed for practitioners, but from with a scholarly bedrock. And, you know, if we end up having essentially a undergraduate level esoterica BA extramurally outside the university designed for people, then that would be not a bad thing, I think. So, yes. All right, more questions. What exactly is Western esotericism? Well, it's an umbrella term for the currents of thought in Western history that involve hidden or symbolic, or as Professor Honegroff made famous, rejected knowledge, like Hermeticism, Kabbalah, alchemy, theosophy, magic, the list goes on. That historically existed alongside mainstream religion, science, and philosophy, but not really alongside. It was endemic to it and then just exiled from it and rejected, hence the definition rejected knowledge or rejected wisdom. Question, is this a course on occultism? Not in the pop cultural sense. This is an academic exploration of historical traditions and thinkers that have shaped Western culture, many of whom were once considered marginal or esoteric. It's about context more than practice. But again, most of our practices are deduced from historical information or learned, of course, directly from spirits. But again, no summoning spirits in the course itself. Who's this course for? Well, anyone curious about magic, esotericism, the history, intellectual history of esotericism, scholars, grad students, spiritual practitioners who want deeper context, and even complete newcomers. It's designed to be accessible and yet still rigorous. So if you're a professional in the spiritual space or just a student or a person looking to gain deeper knowledge, this is the course. You can't find this at universities at the undergraduate level, only at graduate levels, and it costs a hell of a lot more than what it would cost here. And of course, the deal I worked out with Sasha is to include it freely for everyone who registers before the conference on July 10th. So hop to it, and it'd be great to meet you in the course live sessions. Is it a university course? It's not offered for credit. It's extramural outside the walls of the academy, but it's designed by Dr. Sasha Chato, a published academic in the field and based on over her multiple decades of university level teaching experience. It's the only course of its kind offered publicly and, well, if you become a member, for free, included for free. After that, you can still do a monthly plan and attend the course if you want. That will be there permanently as available to you. Many places wanted her to give them this course, but they weren't offering her much, and so we're great to have her in the fold and become a solid part of the foundation of this society we have created here. How much time does it take? Well, the full course includes almost 50 hours of recorded material alone, and then there's the reading lists and preparation, self-study prompts, two-tiered structure, 12 core lectures, and 12 advanced seminars for those who want to go deeper. Will I need a background in philosophy or history? That is actually a very good question, but I think it's safe to say not at all. It is structured to be beginner-friendly, introducing key terms, context, and thinkers. Plus, you'll have access to ask questions of Dr. Chato and all the other members of the society as well, which includes a lot of interesting people. So there's a tremendous community that we are creating here to build something new and beautiful in this world. Question, is this based on conspiracy theories or teaching secret teachings? Oh, this was a hard one to answer. It sort of took me so long to write out answers to all of this and think about them and get around to doing this, but Yeah, there's a lot of interests. So no, this is based on peer-reviewed academic scholarship. That is a fact. It's based on peer-reviewed scholarship. Dr. Chaitto is a part of the contemporary scholarly movement that treats esotericism as a serious and real and legitimate area of historical study. And of course, she lives in Greek, is a fluent Greek speaker, which is a big plus when you're studying esotericism, especially things like the PGM or many other grimoires and Neoplatonic and Gnostic texts. Question: will this help if I want to pursue a degree in religious studies or esotericism? Yeah, of course. Absolutely. This course gives you a head start on terminology, key themes, historical periods, and research directions that are invaluable to your future study. So if you're planning on doing a master's or a PhD in some esoteric subject, this is you want this. And if you're already in the university system, you know what a bargain this deal is. That's a fact. Where can I sign up? Oh, I already had that question. Yes, enroll through arcaneresearchsociety.com, pay your annual dues. You get a lifetime membership with that, but to take advantage of the year at each year's events, you have to pay the annual dues, and that's how that works. It's how these things have to be run for international events like this. So, thanks for listening. I really hope to meet as many of you as possible, attend online or in person. And yeah, let's go. This is the time. We're all here. Life's short. Let's get mystical. Let's get magical. Thanks for listening.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.